Vaughn Palmer joins us from Bellingham today, where he's, are you doing a little shopping, Vaughn?
I may be the only Canadian in Bellingham who isn't doing a little bit of shopping. I'm here to give a speech to a very nice group in Bellingham called City Club, a public affairs club that has me down every 2 or 3 years to talk about Canada-U.S. relations, and perhaps to explain to them why so many Canadians are staying in the motels around Bellingham waiting for the stores to open.
And that's because they can get simple commodities a lot cheaper in the U.S. than Canada because of what?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, people come down to shop, obviously, and that's fun, and it's fun to go shopping, and heavens knows I've haunted enough American bookstores over the years that I can't claim innocence on it. But some of the stuff that Canadians come down to buy is really interesting. I mean, gasoline is one of them. There's much higher taxes on gasoline in Canada, so that's an issue. But another one that, you know, I think would probably stun Americans is milk. The Canadian dairy industry is heavily, heavily protected, one of the most protected dairy industries in the world, protected by very, very high tariffs. And as a result, for a given quantity of milk, it's about twice as much in Canada as it is in the United States.
Well, we supposedly have a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Canada that should alleviate some of those tariffs. But between Canada and Europe, there are still some heavy tariffs, especially in those industries, but the Prime Minister has signed a free trade deal with Europe. Is that going to make things cheaper for Canadians?
It will. It's a big triumph for Stephen Harper. He's in various, you know, political controversies, been Prime Minister for a while, but he has reached a preliminary free trade agreement with Europe. It's not as big as NAFTA because Canadian-European trade just isn't as big as trade between Canada and the U.S. But it's a big step forward, and there will be a lot of benefits. A lot of finished products in Canada will be easier to get into the European countries and vice versa. The one thing that I will tell you is the full text of the agreement isn't out yet, but it looks like, big surprise, they've exempted the dairy industry in Canada. French cheese will find it a little easier to get into Canada. The barriers won't be quite as high, but still, you've still got protection for the Canadian dairy industry. It's, dare I call it a sacred cow? Yes, a sacred cow in the Canadian agriculture sector is the Canadian dairy industry.
So that means we'll still have Canadians coming down to Bellingham to stock up on cheese
probably,
and milk.
Probably, yes. Probably.
There's a scandal for Mr. Harper as well, between Harper and a Canadian senator.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while, and it keeps coming back. It's one of those scandals that turns out to have legs. I'll give you the short version of it. The Canadian Senate is appointed, not elected. Prime ministers tend to appoint party supporters. Stephen Harper appointed a guy named Mike Duffy, who was one of the most prominent television broadcasters in the country, and plunked him in the Senate. A scandal erupted over Duffy's alleged abuse of a housing allowance. He was claiming a huge housing allowance that he wasn't entitled to. It blew up a while ago. The Prime Minister's chief of staff, a guy named Nigel Wright, wrote a check for Duffy of almost $100,000 to pay back the housing allowance. This is a big housing allowance, right? And that came out. The chief of staff had to resign, and the cover story that we were given at the time, Steve, was that the Prime Minister didn't know anything about it. This was a side deal between the chief of staff and the senator, and the Prime Minister knew nothing about this attempt to evade accountability on the housing allowance. Well, now Duffy, the Senate of Canada, is trying to kick Duffy out or suspend him, and Duffy and his lawyer have gone public this week saying, well, you know, we actually were in touch with the Prime Minister's office, and the Prime Minister himself said that this housing allowance wasn't a big deal, but, you know, we should probably pay it back. So this has now become a what did the Prime Minister know and when did he know it type scandal, and a scandal about cover-up. You know, you'll know the arc of scandal, right? It's often not what you did in the first instance. It's what you did to keep the public from finding out about it that ends up being the scandal.
Yeah. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent with the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, we have a little scandal here, and it affects Canada as well. So there's a controversy over a sex offender who came here and from Canada, and there's a sort of a gray area. Now, you've probably been tracking that a little bit. How is that playing in Canada?
Well, you know, we try to keep track of sex offenders up here, and we have registries, and the police put out notices. This is the first case that I've seen, and it certainly has been covered in the Canadian media, where some guy has tried to start his life all over again by going to the United States. You know, in the past, it's usually been changing your name and moving to a different province. I don't know. Do you think the Americans are going to kick him out?
It's unclear, but I think that they're. I know that they're working harder at it. We talked about it a little bit already. They're looking harder at this sort of gap in the law.
Yeah, well, one of the things, you know, the police here, if a sex offender is being released or sent back out into the community, you know, the local police are supposed to be notified. The schools will be notified. They'll be notifying neighborhoods that, you know, this guy is in your neighborhood. One imagines that if there isn't a protocol where Canada and the United States tell each other that this person is going to your country, I would expect they will establish one. Because, as I say, this is the first case that I've seen where this has arisen.
At the same time, you have a climate of fear on the campus of UBC.
Oh, this is a sad, sad story. There have been three serious sexual assaults on the campus of the University of British Columbia in the last 3 weeks. RCMP have now gotten involved in campus patrols. And this is a modern university campus, Steve. They have programs on the campus to walk women home. They have emergency call boxes all over the campus, campus security, and yet this has happened. And I heard a woman on the radio yesterday. In fact, she wrote a piece for the university newspaper at UBC. She's one of the victims. And she's written a really powerful piece about not wanting to be called a victim, about having to listen to all this talk around her, about being re-victimized by the talk, but also talking about how, you know, men just have no idea what it's like to just not be able to walk home after class at night or after you've been to the library without being worried, without being anxious, without breathing a big sigh of relief when you get through the door. And the climate at UBC now, I think, is genuinely one of fear and concern. One only hopes they catch the guy fairly quickly. They think it's the same person.
Yeah, so true what you said. All right, Vaughn, it's a pleasure talking to you again. And stock up on cheese and milk as you leave Bellingham.
I will indeed.
Vaughn Palmer.
And I'll declare it at the border, too.
That's right. That's right. You'll declare it.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye, Vaughn. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent of the Vancouver Sun. He joins us on the record. I'm Steve Scherr.